You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK.
Packers at the Falcons then in the Conference Championship, Gil. The Packers 19-10, the Falcons 10-23. This spread is set at 5.5. And clearly, everyone expects a shootout here, Gil.
Well, I think rightfully so, right? This spread at 60.5, as you mentioned, is the highest in a playoff game since 1986, 31 years, Dave, since we've had a playoff game with this high of a total. And someone said this is the second highest for any game behind the 2000 game between the Rams and the 49ers, which was 62. I mean, this is crazy high. And the interesting thing about spreads this high is that, you know, when something is at extremes, somehow it tends to, you know, you think, oh, under's got to be the play. I don't know. I don't know how either of these two defenses stop the opposing offenses. You have in Aaron Rodgers and Matt Ryan. I mean, listen, for the greatness of Aaron Rodgers, and we've already talked about what he did at the end of this last game, Packers have won 8 games in a row. During that 8-game winning streak, Dave, the Falcons have played 7 games in that same span. They had a bye when we stretch it back to the regular season. But you look at the stats, Matt Ryan has not only matched Aaron Rodgers pass for pass, he bests him in many categories: completion percentage, yards per attempt over that span, passer rating, QBR, pick your metric. Matt Ryan has been awesome. In fact, Matt Ryan this year, 9.3 yards per attempt, the most in NFL history for anyone with 500 attempts. But of course, the big question in this game and part of our handicap in this game is the fact that no Jordy Nelson probably. Davante Adams is banged up for the Packers. So once again, Aaron Rodgers and his brilliance forced to navigate through a game without all of his weapons. And then in Atlanta's case, what we really don't know is how much does that toe injury, how much is that going to hamper Julio Jones? And I think that's a monster question that none of us are truly qualified to answer at this point.
Because the Atlanta offense last week as well, we talked about the Packers taking down the Cowboys in the end. Atlanta were dominant against the Seattle Seahawks, historically a top-class defense, Gil, and the Falcons went to work and won that game comprehensively. So if the Falcons are in tip-top shape and Julio Jones is in tip-top shape, the Falcons are going to be difficult to stop here. That Packers defense doesn't look like it's going to be able to stop the Falcons. And I thought Julio Jones working on Richard Sherman last week was a joy to behold, really, Gil, as well.
I mean, I'm with you. I really thought the Seahawks would fare better, but tip of the cap, as we say in baseball terms, tip of the cap to the Atlanta Falcons. That offense is just multidimensional. It's just fabulous. I've been saying on my show, as much as you can say this about any game where you're like, well, the team that really gets out to a lead, they're going to be in really great shape. You can sort of blanket that with any game, right? But I think in this game in particular, it is meaningful because with the Falcons, it's such a multidimensional offense, right? It's the opposite of the Packers. Aaron Rodgers, you know, Eddie Lacy and James Starks are distant memories, right? They had to convert Ty Montgomery from wideout to be an effective running back. So they're a much more one-dimensional team. No one's going to be fooled by the fact that Aaron Rodgers is going to run the show and it's going to be through the air. But with the Falcons, you know, as much as we talk about Le'Veon Bell for the Steelers, and we will momentarily, Le'Veon Bell has just been spectacular. But if you look at the stats since week 4, since Le'Veon Bell got in the lineup for the Steelers, this two-headed monster for the Falcons in the backfield of Devontae Freeman and Tevin Coleman has been every bit as productive when you break down the stats. In fact, they eclipse the stats of Le'Veon Bell by just a touch. So imagine having that with that passing game with Julio Jones. It is a big task for any defense to face, let alone one as, you know, suspect as the Packers have been.
Where do you stand on this spread, Gil?
It's one of those games, Dave, I'll be honest with you. I mean, look, let's just take it to the money. First of all, in Vegas and offshore, this line opened and Atlanta got about a third of the money and they got about a third of the spread tickets. And yet there was reverse line movement. The line still climbed a little and it went up to about -5, -5.5. Now it's kind of settled back in. The public loves the Packers. They love Aaron Rodgers. So right now you're seeing, you know, some combination of -4.5, -5, depending on where you look. Will Hill has it at what right now?
We've got it at 5.5, Gil, right now.
5.5. So it's creeping back. So, you know, as much as the thrust of Green Bay tickets and Green Bay money is, that's public money. So if you're talking about sharp bettors, you know, casually calling them sharp bettors versus public bettors, this is all about the Falcons. For me, this is one of those games where if this was a typical Sunday afternoon in the season, I would stay away from this game. I have much stronger conviction in the next game. This is one of those games where I really do respect Atlanta, and I think they're probably the better football team. But I said before last week, if the Packers beat the Cowboys, how do we consider in our heads, forget what the actual spreads are going to be, because the Packers will be dogs against the Falcons, they'll be dogs if they have to play the Patriots, whatever. But how do we bet against Aaron Rodgers anymore? How do we do that as human beings? So for me, this spread is right where it ought to be. I'm more focused on that total, and every instinct in me says to take the under, and I just want to take a big gulp and just squint my eyes and endure.
I think I'm the same way. I think under 60.5 points and just hope that one of the two offenses isn't quite firing on the night, and maybe perhaps the wide receiver issues on both sides of the ball, Devontae Adams and Jordy Nelson and Julio Jones for the Falcons, they just rear their heads slightly, and neither offense or one of the two offenses isn't quite as dynamic, and that unders ends up landing, because 60 is a lot of points, Kill.
It's a lot of points, and you know, I think you say it well. It's sort of like, I guess it's analogous to an NBA game that total is set at, you know, let's say 227 or 228, like some ridiculously high NBA game. And if you bet the under on something like that, all you're really hoping for is one somewhat protracted dry spell in the middle of the game. It doesn't even have to be that protracted. Just one stretch where the teams miss shots, right?
Yeah.
And so this is the football equivalent of that. Just give me one stretch where they're not scoring touchdowns, and you ought to be able to hit the under. Now, famous last words, right? Right, Dave? This is going to be you know, at 40 by halftime, and we'll all look stupid. But that's my instinct on this game.
One final word on Aaron Rodgers. I know we've talked about him in detail in this preview, Gil, but that hit by Jeff Heath would have caused, I think, 95% of the quarterbacks in the league to fumble there. Not only did Aaron Rodgers not fumble, he held the ball with one hand, popped up and called a timeout within seconds. It was just, he is superhuman.
It's a great point. We haven't really lingered on that so much as we have on the spike afterwards. But what you're referring to, for those who are confused, is the play right before the third and 20 conversion where Rodgers literally drew the patterns that his receivers should run on that final play. And he ends up rolling out to his left and, of course, famously hitting Jared Cook as Jared Cook's falling out of bounds, setting up the winning field goal for Mason Crosby, which, you know, was the worst golf shot you'll ever see, but somehow managed to land right where it needed. But the play before that is the corner blitz, and Rodgers just got pounded from behind, didn't know it was coming, and you are 100% right. Who the hell holds on to that football but Aaron Rodgers? I don't know how he did. And the presence of mind, like you said, to pop right up and call the timeout to give the Packers the opportunity to make the next play and the subsequent field goal. I mean, greatness. It's like I said at the top, Dave. Just send that video into the people at the Hall of Fame right now, because that's going in. When you talk about his great games, when we look back at his career, we will not be able to ignore that performance.
Get a £5 free bet every week with Offer Club from William Hill.
Hey-o, let's go, let's go.
Simply stake a total of £20 or more across the week on pre-match football accumulators with four or more selections, and you'll get a £5 free bet on the Friday. Plus, you can get on faster and easier than ever with our new and improved mobile betting experience. Join William Hill Offer Club on mobile or online now. When the fun stops, stop.